NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Viceroy Cigarettes. Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for. And now, speaking from Washington, here is Robert McCormick, NBC News.
Tomorrow's stories, Filipinos go to the polls in typhoon weather to end a wild and woolly presidential campaign. Senate labor rackets investigators dig into the bloody underworld gangsterism in New York's lucrative garbage collecting business. The Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory waits hopefully, for the first sighting reports from our military forces on the Russian Sputniks. Not a word has been heard from the military so far. Then there's the question of whether Adlai Stevenson has been asked to go to Paris with President Eisenhower as the number three boy. I'll return with a fuller report on that after this word from Smoother Viceroys.
Viceroy gives you more
of what you change,
what you change to a filter for.
And what do you change to a filter for? First, the filter. Viceroy's filter is super white, fresh air clean, with more than 20,000 filter traps. Thousands and thousands more than any other leading cigarette.
Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for.
Light one. Discover the taste of superb tobaccos, smoothed to perfection by the Viceroy filter.
Viceroy
gives you more of
Viceroy
gives you more of what you change to a filter for. Here again, Robert McCormick.
The hot gossip in Washington tonight is that President Eisenhower has invited Adlai Stevenson to go with him to the NATO summit meeting in Paris. Such a step has been rumored for some time, but even now there's no official confirmation. White House News Secretary Hagerty was asked about it today, and he in turn asked reporters why they didn't ask Stevenson, which of course they did, but Stevenson wouldn't comment at all. According to some administration sources, the president is suggesting that he'd like Stevenson to be, to him, what Republican Secretary of State Dulles once was to former President Truman, a symbol of bipartisanship. But a deep political question is involved. Some Democrats feel that the president and Dulles now finally realize their foreign operations aren't in good shape, that the president himself no longer is idolized abroad, that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is extremely wobbly, that our political influence in the Middle East has almost disappeared and our influence in Asia has disappeared, and the Russian Sputniks have even wiped out most of the fear of our brute power that kept some countries aligned with the West. Furthermore, such a gesture would kill foreign policy as a political issue for the Democrats in next year's elections, no matter how badly the Republicans butchered it. Well, many Republicans felt precisely the same way, clear back when President Roosevelt brought Republicans Stimson and Knox into his wartime cabinet. But also, the Republicans can point out with considerable justification that the Democrats have been hollering for a return to a bipartisan foreign policy, and the offer to Stevenson is an honest attempt to meet that demand. If the Democrats refuse to go along, they will, in effect, reject the very bipartisanship they've been insisting they wanted. But Democratic leaders, nonetheless, are terribly uneasy about being put in a position of being held partly to blame for a foreign policy they had nothing to do with creating or carrying out. It makes a nice study in modern politics. Robert McCormick, NBC News, Washington.
Say, how many of you have taken aspirin for a headache and then been sorry? Your headache may disappear, but you wind up with an upset stomach. Well, that won't happen with Bufferin. Bufferin not only acts twice as fast as aspirin to relieve headache, it also protects you from the upset stomach that aspirin often causes. So for headaches, cold miseries, and ordinary aches and pains, rely on Bufferin. Remember, it's fast, it's gentle, it acts twice as fast as aspirin. Bufferin. This has been NBC News on the Hour, brought to you by Viceroy Cigarettes. Viceroy gives you more of what you change to a filter for. Listen again on the Hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Bufferin. Don't miss out on Life and the World weeknights on NBC.